In this week's Parsha, Parshas Emor, we have the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. As the Torah says, Usfartem Lochem Mimochros HaShabos Miyoim Haviachem Es Omer HaTnufo Sheva Shabosois Tmimois Tehiyeno. You shall count for yourselves from the day after the rest day of Pesach, from after you bring the Korban HaOmer, 7 complete weeks you shall count. Tosfos in Mesechtes Menachos brings in the name of the Halachos Gedolos. He can't continue his count anymore. Tosfos disagrees with this halacha, but nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch does take into account the opinion of the Bahag, and therefore the halacha is that if one forgot to count one of the days, so from there on, he counts without a bracha, because there's a doubt whether or not he still has the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, and when there's a doubt if the mitzvah is a mitzvah, it's a sofek mitzvah, we don't make a birchas ha-mitzvah. Now, the reason that the Bahag holds that if one missed a day, he no longer has the mitzvah to continue the count, Tosfos explains, Mishum deboye tmimois, that this is based on the fact that the Torah says, Sheva shabosois tmimois tihiyeno, they shall be 7 complete weeks, and if a day was lost, the weeks are no longer complete. The common standard understanding of this position is that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is one mitzvah to count all the 49 days from the beginning to the end, one complete unit of 49 days, and therefore, if one day was missed, we can no longer perform this mitzvah. Counting anything less than 49 days is like eating a half a kezias of matzah. We don't have the mitzvah. As Achronim say, Shekulon mitzvah achas, all the 49 days are one mitzvah. According to this understanding, Poiskim in our day want to say that this halacha holds true not only if one already missed one of the days, but the same will be true if I know now that I will miss one of the future days for whatever reason. I know that I won't be able to count one of the days. Then the halacha will be that I shouldn't count with a bracha from the beginning, because all the 49 days are one mitzvah, and less than that is not a mitzvah. They actually say that it seems so from the Mishneh Brura. The Mishneh Brura quotes in the name of a Sefer Shulchan Shloimoi that women shall not count with a bracha, because most probably they will forget one of the days. Obviously, he's talking about the women in his time and place. Now, so what if they will forget one of the days? So the Achronim say that from here you see that if somebody will miss one of the days, he shall not begin to count with a bracha, because all the days are one mitzvah. However, my father, Zichrona Lebracha, pointed out that if you see the Shulchan Shloimeh inside, you see that the Mishnah Brura only quoted half of what he said. The Shulchan Shloimeh actually says that they will most probably forget to count one of the days. V'loy yedu hadin. And they will not know the din. What does that mean? That means that they will forget one of the days and they will not know the din that if one forgot one of the days, he shall not continue to count with a bracha. Which then proves the opposite. Proves that even if one will forget one of the days, it doesn't undo the mitzvah that he already performed, the count that he already counted. The concern of the Shulchan Shloimeh is that they will miss one of the days, and after they miss one of the days, they will continue to count with a bracha. I want to prove that if one will not finish the count, it doesn't undo the mitzvah of the count that he already counted. You know that the opinion of the majority of Poskim, majority of Rishonim, is that Sfiras HaOmer, Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's only a mitzvah derabbanon. The mitzvah min haTorah is connected with the bringing of the korban haOmer, as the pasuk says, Miyoyim haviyachem es Omer haTnufa. And therefore, today that we don't have the korban haOmer, there's no mitzvah to count Sfiras haOmer min haTorah. And our count is, as the Gemara says, in the name of Ameimar in Menachos, that it's a zecher lemikdash. The Rabbonon instituted Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh as a reminder of the Beis HaMikdash. That's why when we conclude the Sfira, we say, HaRachamon Hu Yachzir Lonu Avodas Beis HaMikdash L'mkoyma B'meheira B'yomeinu Amen Sela. We daven that Hashem should restore the Beis HaMikdash, because then we will have the Sfiras HaOmer Midoraisa. The mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a derabbanon zecher l'mikdash. Now, it's obvious that all the takonis that the rabbanon instituted as zecher l'mikdash will no longer exist when we will have the Beis HaMikdash again. Because why remember the Beis HaMikdash that once was, when the Beis HaMikdash is actually standing? And therefore, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, we will stop counting the count of Zecher LeMikdash, because there is no Zecher LeMikdash when there is a Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, will we go back and count Midoy Raisa? No, because the count Midoy Raisa is dependent on having brought the Korban HaOmer on Pesach. So therefore I say, if the Beis HaMikdash will be built during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, we will stop counting, because the Takon the Rabbanon of Zecher HaMikdash will no longer be. And the Doy Raisa will also not be, because we didn't bring the Korban HaOmer on Pesach, and therefore we'll stop counting. Now, since every Jew believes, Achake Eloi b'chol yom sheyovoi, we're waiting every day for Mashiach to come, li'yishuoscho kivinu kol hayoim, horachamon hu yachzir lonu avodas Beis HaMikdash l'mkoymo b'meheira b'yomeinu, so how could we start counting with a bracha? We should be concerned that we will not be able to complete the count. And not only concerned, we should be convinced that we will not be able to complete the count. So from this we can see that even if one knows that he will not complete the count, he does begin to count with a bracha. And the shita of the Bahag is only relevant to someone who already missed a night. But somebody that knows that he's going to miss a night, nevertheless, has the mitzvah. Which means that the Bahag agrees that every night is an independent mitzvah. It's not like all the 49 days are one mitzvah. So why does he say that if I missed one night in the past, I don't continue to count? If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, Shekvar Botel HaHeshboi Mimenu. He lost the count. What does that mean? We learn from Tmimois that this count, we don't count as observers saying that this is that day on the calendar. You see, we don't say today is 5 days. Today's the fifth day of the Omer. Hayoim Yoim Chamishi. We say Hayoim Chamisho Yomim. Today is 5 days. What does that mean? That means today I have already 5 counted days. This is a count that the personal subjective count. I have 5 days. I have 6 days. Hayoim Shisho Yomim. Hayoim Shiva Yomim. And therefore, if I missed a night, I no longer have the count. Because I personally don't have 5 days. And therefore, how can I have 6 days? Botel ha-cheshboin mimenu. The Chinuch says that the mitzvah of Sfirat Omer is a countdown towards Kabbalah Satoyger on Shavuot. So the message is clear. If you missed one night, you can't do it. Because you can't skip a step. It's one day at a time. If you missed a day, you can't move beyond that day. But on the other hand, lo yolecho ha-malocha ligmoel ve'einato ben choyrin lipoter mimenu. It's not your responsibility to complete the job. And you're not free from doing what you can do. Even if we can't reach the finish line, every day counts. Every step is important. We say, Ilu kervonu lifnei har Sinai, veloi nosan lonu es atore dayenu. If Hashem would bring us close to har Sinai and not give us the Torah, that would also be enough. Which means that even if we wouldn't accomplish, nevertheless, the striving for, the working towards, Kabbalah Satorah is in itself a great accomplishment. We live in a goal-oriented society, and therefore it's important to remind ourselves that what defines us is not the sum total of our accomplishments, but rather where our mind is, where our heart is, what we care about, what we're striving for, what we work towards, what we toil for. Many times we can sit down by the Gemara and we experience the Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai. We came close to the mountain of Sinai. But nevertheless, we don't understand the Gemara. We don't fully understand the Tosfos. But we should know that Ilu Kervonu Lifnei Har Sinai Veloi Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah. It's also Dayenu. It's also a great thing. The journey is what's important. And therefore, even if we know that we will not be able to conclude the Sphira of 49 days, we have the mitzvah to count one day at a time. and work towards that goal, and we've accomplished so much, even if we didn't get there. May the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bless us, that we should realize how important the striving in itself is. And we should also merit accomplishing our goals. A guten Shabbos.